counsel, he instinctively thought that General Counsel General Flynn did not do anything wrong, and the White House counsel's review corroborated that.
California asking for federal help amid concerns about the danger of catastrophic flooding from the Oroville Dam. More than 180,000 people still evacuated from their homes as a precaution. A state of emergency in effect as officials evaluate the dam's collapsing emergency spillway. USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
The committee left the target range for the federal funds rate unchanged, but reiterated that it expects the evolution of the economy to warrant further gradual increases.
Fed Chairwoman Janet Yellen testifying about the state of the economy and the likelihood of an increase in the interest rates. She said the economy's picture looks rosy.
My colleagues on the FOMC and I expect the economy to continue to expand at a moderate pace, with the job market strengthening somewhat further and inflation gradually rising to 2%.
The Coast Guard has announced they're calling off the search for a missing fishing boat with six people aboard. The Seattle-based vessel Destination has been missing in the Bering Sea off the coast of St. George Island since early Saturday. Some debris has been found, but Coast Guard officials say they don't know if it has any connection to the missing boat. For more news and analysis, check out westernjournalism.com. This is USA Radio News.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get this.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
The antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
A happy story from New York this Valentine's Day. Here's Scott Pringle.
Robert directed Lily to the big screen here, which had the words, "Will you marry me?" And with a look of shock, Lily said yes, gave him a hug and kiss, and confetti rained down. The Australian couple was swarmed by cameras.
And no idea.
What do you think now, huh?
Gosh, what have I done?
So why pick here on Valentine's Day, Robert?
Because I wanted the world to know I love her.
Oh, God.
In Times Square, Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
Two healthcare giants giving up on a planned merger. Here's the story.
Health insurance giants Aetna and Humana are giving up on what would have been a $37 billion merger. Last month, a federal court blocked the deal on antitrust grounds. The companies had agreed to merge back in 2015 in a deal that would have created the biggest seller of private Medicare plans in the United States. The Obama administration and several states fought that deal, arguing that seniors would be left with fewer and more expensive Medicare Advantage choices. Sharon Reed, New York.
A court in Pakistan banned Valentine's Day celebrations in that nation's capital. It says the holiday is not part of Muslim tradition but of the West. Some Pakistani vendors who spend heavily on flowers, very unhappy with the ruling. Growers say the ban will be a financial disaster for the floral industry. USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
First of all, it's February 14th, it's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's to all of those students out there. If you haven't stopped and got that box of candy or whatever it is you do for Valentine's Day, this would be an opportune time to get it high on your list. It is relatively beautiful outside compared to two or three days ago when we had snow. We're looking at weather with a temperature of roughly 42 degrees right now, and if we were to take a look at where we will be going forward, it's really quite amazing. We're going to have 47 tomorrow on Wednesday, 39 high on Thursday, 39 again on Friday, 40 again on Saturday, and 40 on Friday, and then 50 on Saturday, 57 on Sunday. I mean, it's just an unbelievable time of the year. We had 65 degrees one day, snow the next. 2 days later, it's up into the 40s. Less than a week later, we're going to be back into the high 50s, near to 60. So a little luck, knock on wood. Winter is behind us. And anything that's left in old Mother Winter is just going to be sort of a minor occurrence and will melt right away. So we're going to go through a few more commercials from our sponsors, and I'll be right back.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimos Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Well, if that sounded a lot like me, there's good reason. That was my commercial. I try to play that right before I get on so you know a little about my background and I don't have to go through it in a lot of detail with you. So here's what we're going to do. We apparently had the mic switched off when I did the weather, so I'm going to give you a quick recap. It's beautiful. It's 42 degrees. It's the 14th of February. There's not a lot of winter left. It looks like it's going to be up into the 50s over the weekend, almost 60 on Sunday. Turn that around from a week ago when we were sort of shoveling out the driveways. I think, knock on wood, we're coming out of it, and real estate-wise, we're coming out of it as well. I got to tell you, it's been an exciting year for real estate. 2015 was our best year ever. 2016, we passed 2015 by the end of the summer. And in 2017, it looks like it's going to be better yet if just one thing can happen. And that one thing is we need listings. We're very short on inventory. And as a result, we could be selling even more houses than we are selling, and we're selling a lot, if we had the inventory to sell. And I'm going to talk about that in a little bit more detail as we go along. The good news is, and this is not political, this is just factual. Since the election, the stock market is up better than 10%. When a stock market goes up, interest rates go up along with it. And interest rates have climbed from about the 3 3/8 point when we had the election to the current rate of about a little over 4 1/4, maybe 4 1/8, 4 1/4, that range. We're seeing 30-year rates for people of really good credit in really low fours, and then it goes up from there to the more of a risk on your credit based on your credit score and your employment history, the more interest you pay. But there's plenty of mortgage money. Rates have gone up. And the other thing that's gone up, and it's like the bewitching hour, we had three things that happened at once. Stock market went up, rates went up, and customer confidence has gone up. There is more customer confidence out there about things going well. This is not political. It's just a national fact that people feel very comfortable in today's market, and they're out buying houses as a result of it. Why are they doing that? They're doing that because they see if interest rates continue to go up, and they merely go from that 3 3/8 to 4 3/8, which we're only less than 1/4 point off of right now, they've lost 9 to 10% of their buying power. And okay, can't recapture. The rates were artificially low. They were actually bought down to keep the economy going. But in effect, they're saying, before they go up any further, I want to get in. It's time to buy a house. And there's several things that are happening there. A, there's mortgage money available. B, there's a lot of activity out there. We have a lot of cash buyers. I would say 3 out of 10 buyers today are cash buyers, buyers that cashed out or cashed other things out and are now ready to jump back into the market. I deal with both residential across both 100 and Somerset, and I also deal with a lot of investors. And I got to tell you, it doesn't matter if you're looking at a $150,000 house or an $850,000 house, there's buyers out there. More so, at the high end in Somerset than in Hunterdon. We have our challenges here, but there's still buyers out there. I sold four houses over $600,000 in the last year, one over nine. And if we just take a look at what happened in the last month in Hunterdon County, we sold 109 houses versus the previous month, which was 104. So we actually sold more houses in January, when we typically don't sell anything, than we sold in December. And December is a little curtail because there's a couple of holidays in that month. But these are amazing numbers, folks. We're selling houses and we're not replenishing the houses that we're selling with new listings. Typically, the new listings start to come on in the second quarter, which would be somewhere around April 1st. It is now November 14th, and we desperately need new listings. If you're thinking about selling your house this year in Hunterdon or Somerset County, I don't care if you're in the $200,000 range or the $800,000 range, we should be talking. It's a vibrant market, and you have less competition than ever out there. And right now couldn't be a better time to put your house on the market. I'm listing one tomorrow over in Hillsboro. I'm listing one, and we're just waiting for the tenant to get out up in Annandale. I've got another listing appointment over in Union, New Jersey. And I've got several that are coming back on the market in Clinton and Bridgewater. And I think we're going to see a really amazing year ahead of us. Just to give you some statistics, I don't want to repeat what we talked about last week in too much detail, but I do want to go over some of the high points. We're selling at about a seven-month supply in Hunterdon County. That says if you've got a 4 to 6 month supply, it's about average. Prices are holding steady. And how do we get month supply? If we have six houses to sell and we sold one, doesn't mean it's closed, but went under contract in the last 30 days, we divide one into six and we got 6 month supply. If we had 12 houses for sale and we sold free, we'd have a 4 month supply. So 4 to 6 is average. Above six is a little bit of pressure, and the higher above six you get, the more pressure on prices. And under four, we're actually seeing multiple offers out there. We actually sold a house that I had listed last fall. We weren't getting much activity on. I had multiple offers in the month of January. It's kind of market it is. In Hunterdon County, we have two distinct markets. We have a market that's under 400,000, and that's where our first-time buyers, typically buying in the 150 to 300,000 range, and the second time buyers, which are typically the people that sell the first time buyers their house and then trade up. And they'll sell their house in the 150 to 300 and buy something in the 3 to 450 range. That's where the market is. I would say probably, well, I'll just give you a statistic here. 82% of all the houses we sold were under $500,000. If you go over $700,000, we've only sold three houses last month. 3% of our business is over $700,000. If you move over a county and look at Somerset, and half of my business is in Hunterdon and half of my business in Somerset, so I'm very fluent on both of them. Somerset County is sitting with a five-month supply. They got two better months than we do as far as month supply. They sold 237 houses last month. And, in effect, they had sold 246 the month before. 55% of their sales were under 500,000. But as you go up the scale, where I told you Hunterdon County dropped off over 700,000, they sold actually 10 houses in the 700,000 range. They actually sold another 20 houses above $800,000. That's astronomical. And that leads me to one of the biggest problems we've got here in Hunterdon County is that people don't want to go quite as far as Hunterdon County anymore. What I do find is that when I'm dealing with people over in Somerset County, I find that they don't understand that you can only go a few more miles and you're in Hunterdon County. And they can't find what they want in Somerset County because the prices are higher, typically about 20% higher, and that you get about the same size house for 20% more, but you get about half the land. It's a denser area. And a lot of people don't mind that because it's better than what they've got moving out of maybe Union or Middlesex. But they also don't realize if I go in over 5 miles and go into Somerset County, I can save money. I can get a bigger house and more land. And it's more bucolic. It's country. It's cows. It's horses. It's where it's at. The first stop in Hunterdon County is either going to be Reddington or Tewksbury. Reddington if you're on 22 and Tewksbury if you're on 78. When they meet Somerset County, Reddington meets Branchburg and Tewksbury meets Far Hills. They look identical right there. But the further to the west you go, the more and more open spaces and bucolic it gets. And when people see that, they fall in love. I can't tell you how many times I've taken a person into Hunterdon County, and guess what the first thing I do? I don't show them a house. I don't even talk to them about a house. I drive them around Round Valley. I drive them past some horse farms. I drive them around Spruce Run. And I'm starting to see the difference. People are saying, wow, this is nice, and we didn't go that far. And that's my point, is you only have to go another 5 miles from the extreme ends of Somerset County, where you may not be able to find what you're looking for, to the extreme eastern end of Somerset, Hunterdon County, where things are less pricey, more spacious, and people find what they're looking for. I do this all day long. I work with people in both counties, and I can't tell you how many people think if they go past County Line Road, they're going to fall off the end of the earth. County Line Road divides Hunterdon and Somerset County. And once they see they didn't fall off the end of the earth and that people are out here living and loving it, and wow, there's a whole difference of opinion, and people just they get right into it. It's amazing how quick. Now, there's a limit to everything. If you get into Somerset County and go past Route 31, which is about 6 or 7 miles into Hunterdon County, and you get past 31 going west, it starts to get much more farmy and open, especially south of 78. All the mountains seem to be north of 78. As a matter of fact, say it backwards, I think they built 78 just below the mountainous areas. It's harder and harder to get people to go that far. But you take Clinton Township, Reddington, Raritan, Tewksbury, Union, Franklin, Bethlehem, Lebanon townships, people haven't gone another 10 minutes, and they can see the difference. They can readily see the difference, and that's what brings people into Hunterdon County. But our issues are that even though it used to bring people into Hunterdon County, it doesn't do it anymore. For the period of 1980 for 2005, right when the recession started, we were building Hunterdon County up population-wise in huge numbers. It was like, wow, this is where people are coming to. You couldn't buy land fast enough, build a house, buy a house, start enjoying the good life. It's changed. Starting with the recession, the tide sort of rescinded back, and people aren't as willing to come out as far as, in effect, they used to be willing to come out for two reasons. We have a lot of people from a lot of ethnicities who think the more dense areas is just fine because it's a lot better than where they came from, which might have been the inner cities or the outer cities or the areas of Middlesex County and Union County. But you get into Somerset County and, wow, it's much better than those places I just mentioned. But they never went as far as Hunterdon County because that's where they want to be. It's easier to commute back to wherever they have to go to work. When they can't find the houses there, then they start considering Hunterdon County. So I got a little off track. What we're seeing in Rutgers Business Report, the receding perimeter, and it was another word, it was the receding urban perimeter, says just that the tide is receding, that the movement to the west has now become the movement back to the east. And the higher the price point that you're trying to sell a house for in Hunterdon County, the more difficulty you're starting to encounter. I'll give you a good example. I had a house last year priced in, we originally had it priced in a 600 range. We got it down to 550. We finally got it down to 5, and it was really starting to get some activity, and the end of the year happened. But that house was competing with houses that were in the sevens were now selling in the low sixes or high fives. And when people would look at it, they would say, wow, for another $50,000, I can get twice the house, or a newer house, or a house with more features. So what we're facing in Hunterdon County is pressure, downward pressure from the upper-priced houses, which people who are in, I wouldn't say dire straits, but they're more willing to deal than you are when you're just putting your house on as a natural $500,000 house. I've seen people with 675, 650 houses that are now willing to take 554 because they got transferred, they got divorced. There's financial crisis of some sort. Maybe one of them lost the half the job or the job. And people have to sell. So a lot of times when we put a house on a market, inadvertently we're dealing with people in these pressure situations. What I'm going to do for the rest of the show is get into some of the trends that we're seeing in the market. Not so much the causes, but the trends. We went through the causes last month and last week, and I don't want to repeat myself for our continued listeners, but I do want to give you some new information. Before I do that, we're going to go through one or two more paid commercials, and I'll be right back.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
So we're back to Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters, and we're going to talk about the trends that we're seeing. And I don't want you to think that it's just Joe blowing smoke trying to develop business. Here is a quote that came out in the last 2 days from Gallup on the U.S. Economy Confidence Index. It says that Americans have viewed the economy more positively since the election in November than they did in the 9 years prior. Both the current conditions and the economic outlook components have reached new highs last week. That's amazing. You know, I think it's probably the most contentious period I've ever seen in the 2 months following an election. But at the same time, we've made a change. And whether you agree or disagree, or whether I agree or disagree, the current administration is going away. And it's going to take some time to change gears. And I don't know what happened to giving people 100 days, because it doesn't seem like they gave them 100 seconds. But I think the general consensus as far as optimism in the economy is good. The percentage of Americans who believe that home ownership is part of the American dream. This is an interesting statistic. Owners, 92% of the homeowners feel that home ownership is the way to go. It's the way I'm going to fulfill my American dream. Now, what is the American dream? Most people think it's the picket fence and the kids in the yard and the dog running after them. That's part of it. But the real part of the American dream is what home ownership represents. Home ownership represents your opportunity to put 5, 10, 15, 20% down on a house. And let's just use simple numbers. Let's say it's a $100,000 house and you put 5% down. And the house appreciates 10% over the next couple of years. You don't get 10% of your 5% down. You get 10% of the whole house. That's the American dream. And when you come in and you put maybe 20% down and you buy a $400,000 house, you put 80% down, and it goes up 10%, and it goes up $40,000 over the next 2 or 3 years, you, in effect, have put $80,000 down and realized 40%, 50% return on equity in 2 to 3 years. That's amazing. And people, over longer periods of time, have seen much, much, much better results. So what happens in the American dream is you use what's called leverage. You don't put as much down as you get back, and as a result, you start to get appreciation on the whole value, not just your investment amount. Non-owners feel 80% that, yeah, the American dream is the way I want to go. And these are the guys that are renting. Sometimes it takes them a little bit of time to scrape enough money up for a down payment. We're going to talk about what the minimum entry levels are there. Sometimes it takes them a little bit of time to get a job history built. And sometimes it just means I've got to clean the credit up a little. I went through a rough time, or I was immature. I didn't handle my credit clean. And sometimes a couple of years to get that clean. But a lot of them, 80% of the people that are renting today, feel home ownership is the way to go. And here's what Lawrence Young, who's a PhD, and says about this. He says, owning a home embodies the promise of individual autonomy and is the aspiration of most American households. Home ownership allows households to accumulate wealth and social status and is the basis for a number of positive social, economic, and family and civic outcomes. Think about it. You're renting a house. I did this. We got into our 60s. We decided we would downsize. We didn't know exactly what we wanted to do, so we rented a house for a year or two. And we were very happy with the house we were renting. And the landlord came along and said, I'm sorry, but I need the house back for a family reason. One of my in-laws is going to move into the house. You don't have control over your destiny as a tenant. Another thing we didn't have control over was when you're in a townhouse, and we love nature and birds, and we put bird feeders out, we found out we couldn't have bird feeders out. They were afraid the bears were going to come. Never saw a bear in the neighborhood, but they were going to make sure they weren't going to entice them in with some bird feed. So we not only had to get out that on the time frame that wasn't on our schedule, we weren't able to do what we wanted to do. We weren't able to sit on the back porch and watch the various songbirds come into our bird feeders. That's typical of renting. When you buy, you can buy a house with the features you want in a neighborhood that you want your children or yourself to be in, and with the capability of enjoying your life without having pressure to get out at some unpredetermined time or not being able to do what you would like to do if you leisure your time. So we're taking a look at the growth in millions, and this is an amazing statistic. Somewhere around 2005 to 2010, we had 0.68 million houses in an annual average growth. In other words, we added a little over 680,000 houses per year, households. And in the 2010 to 2015, that grew up to 890. In 2015 and forward, we're looking at 1,360,000. We went from 68 to 1,300,000. We doubled our number in 10 years. That's how strength. Now, there's a couple of things coming into factor. We've got a lot of people turning household buying age. And there's a couple of things running through my mind. But, you know, it's a pyramid system. It's coming from the bottom up. There's more and more people that can buy a house. But number two, more and more people believe a house is the right thing to do. And at the same time, over the last 5 years, and we're starting to see the reversal of it, there was a rescinding of home ownership. Some of it was due to financial stress. Some of it was due to the economy being what it was, not being able to afford a house. But it's all changing. We're back on course. And once again, this isn't political. This is a fact. 54% of all new home ownership over the past year were not owner-occupied. In other words, they were renters. Only 46% were purchasers, and of our households, 54% were rentals. Consumers fear not having enough money for down payment. 69% of the people fear that. And we're going to go through what you really need for a down payment. A down payment, and we're talking about what non-owners believe. Non-owners believe you need more than 20% down, and 40% of our non-owners believe that. Another 26% believe you need 15 to 20. So for 65% of the people in the world that don't own a home think you need at least 15% down. You do not need 15% down. As a matter of fact, you can get into an FHA mortgage, which is government-backed security, for 3.5% down. You can get into a conventional, which means you got a little bit better credit. It's a bank-backed security, for 3% down. And you can get into a USDA, and it has to be a certain type of house in a certain kind, but area, for 0 down. There's a lot of ways to get started. You don't need 20% down. You don't need 15% down. You don't need 10% down. You need three things in order to buy a house. You need some money down, 3%, let's say. You need a job that's in a decent industry with a decent longevity. In other words, you've been there for a while, or you've changed industries but moved upwards in the same industry. And you need decent credit. Decent credit being probably a FICO score that's excess of 650. Most people think it's got to be excess of 750. The difference is, if your FICO score isn't of the highest, you're going to pay a little bit extra on the interest. And you're still going to get all of the advantages that I talked about. So it's really an interesting phenomenon to watch people give you reasons why they haven't bought. A lot of people think that I just need too much money to put down. The next thing we get is, what is the median down payment for first-time buyers? For three straight years, this isn't just lately, it's been 6%. The median down payment for trade-up buyers has been 14%, because what they're doing is they're taking money out of their prior sale, and they're putting it down on their second sale or third, whatever the trade-up happens to be. So first-time buyers, 6%. First-time buyer typically buys between 150 and free. Second-time buyer sells the first-time buyer their house in the price I just mentioned, and they go out and they buy between free and 450. First-time buyers are putting an average of 6% down, and second-time buyers or repeat buyers over the last 4 years are putting an average of 14% down. This becomes the key. Months of inventory. If we take a look, a month of inventory of houses that are for sale over the last 12 months, we are at the lowest level in December, we don't have January figures yet, than we've been in the entire year. The highest level we had was about 5 months inventory. The lowest level. Right now, we're sitting with about 3.6 months inventory, and that's nationwide. The percentage of change in inventory by category, total homes. Well, starter homes are getting hit bad because they're selling immediately. We have about 12% less than we had just a year ago. Trade-up homes, those are the 250 to 4s, we have about 13% less. Premium homes, or homes with higher prices, are not as bad off because there's not as many selling. So remember I said up front, we have two markets. We have the under 400 market and we have the over 400 market. If I was to say this all in one sentence, the under 400 market is starved for inventory. the 400 to 500 to 600 market is right on course. And the over 600 has too much inventory. So it depends where you're at. But there's a buyer for every house. Once again, I told you, I do probably about 24 transactions a year. And last year, I sold 4 houses over 600, 1 over 900. There's a market. But in previous years, I might have sold 2 or 3 times that amount over 600. There's just not as big of a market. When do most listings come onto the market? They come on around April 1st and beyond, second quarter. So what you've got in your advantage, being the 14th of February today, is you've got 6 weeks to beat the market. If you can get your house on before all of the rush comes on inventory-wise, and that's what I'm working with buyers with right now, you're going to have a higher chance of selling your house at a better price because there's not as much competition for that buyer that you're looking for. So, in most markets, most years, the optimum time to list a house is spring so that the maximum number of potential buyers view the home. Well, I got to tell you, it's spring. It's February 14th, it's spring. When it was January 14th, it was spring. When it was December 14th, it was spring. Winter never happened this year. We had a weekend of snow. It's gone. It's over. All it did was slow us down. This year, conventional wisdom of buying and selling may need to change. Inventory levels at the beginning of 2017 are at multi-year lows. Sellers now face very little competition. Mortgage money. We started off the first of the 07 with, with the first of 06, 2016 versus 2017 is what I'm trying to say. We started off with about a 4% rate in inventory. We got all the way down to under 3 3/8. And that was typically during the summer, in the peaks, more competition. And we got all the way back up to like 4 3/8 was the height. And right now it's probably about 4 1/8. So we see that summertime interest rates come down, at least they did last year and a few years before that. But we also think that they bounce up. We still have absolutely almost the lowest rates. We did have the lowest rates last summer. Now we have almost the lowest rates. And if you look at people saying that the rates a year from now could be a point higher than what they are today, then you better start thinking this is the time to buy. And that's what the buyers are thinking. We don't have to tell the buyers what to think. We need to tell the sellers what to think. The buyers are out. How do you think rising rates will impact the demand on purchase mortgages? 44% feel it's going to have modest impact as strong employment or income growth will offset higher rates. And that's a pretty good way to look at it because there's a couple of factors when you're buying a house. One is interest rates have gone up. For every 1% they go up, if it goes from 3.5% to 4.5%, you lose about 9% of your buying power. Say that backwards. If you could afford a $500,000 house at 3.5%, you can only afford a $450,000 house at 4.5%. So you lose some buying power. But while you're losing some buying power, especially in the popular price points, prices are rising. So not only have you lost 9% of your buying power, the house could cost 5% more than it cost a year ago. Now, in New Jersey, we didn't see significant rises in 2016. We saw a little under 2%, and I argue that the further west you go and the further high you go in price, you may have not seen any price increase at all. As a matter of fact, you might have taken a little bit of a loss. And if you're interested to see how that affects you, I can help you figure that out right down to your development and tell you where your prices went over the last year. Just give me a call. Once again, it's Joe Peters at Weikert, 908-238-0118. My style is to be informative, not to be pushy. I'd love to work with you. I'd love to see, show you how you fit into this market. But we're sitting looking at the... I have Janice Yellen just this morning. She didn't raise the rate, but she says she can see 3 more rate increases this year. Each rate increase is typically 0.25 point. And when she raises the prime rate, the first people that got hit are the credit card. The second people that got hit are the secondary mortgage market. And then it trickles down, and the mortgage market gets hit as well. But it's not a straight proportion. If she raises the interest rates a quarter of a point, your primary mortgage rate probably won't show any change for the first 2 weeks or so, and then you'll see some significant, but not a quarter of a point, rise in it. Actual year-over-year price change. This is interesting. We're going to look at it by state. The country as a whole went up 7% last year. If you look at all the houses and all the states and all of the country, we had a 7% increase in price year-over-year, 2016 versus 2015. But if we look at New Jersey, it was 1.7%. The Northeast fares worse than the rest of the country, and New Jersey fares worse than the Northeast. For example, if you were in a state like Texas, you got 7%. If you were in Oregon or Washington, you got 10% increase. If you were in New York State, you got a 7% increase. Pennsylvania, a little under 3. New Jersey, a little under 2. Delaware got hardly anything at all. Maryland got 4%. Connecticut lost some money last year. Massachusetts got a little under 5%. Depends where you're at. And depends not only where you're at, it depends the price point you're at. Month over month, don't think it matters, but New Jersey did see a small increase. 80% of all the sellers, when they sell a house, buy another one. I mean, there's some people like myself that went and rented for a while, but 85% statistically, the people that sell a house buy another house. Very low mortgage rates spark demand, and when inventories are low, the result has been a pickup in home price growth. So that's good. If you're selling a house, it's good. With mortgage rates higher today and expected to rise even further this year, our national home price index expected to slow to about 4.7%. So where it was 7% last year, Dr. Frank Norvath of CoreLogic is saying it's going to be more like 4.7% this year. Forecasted year-over-year percent in price, they're forecasting New Jersey at 4.5% price increase this year, 2017 over 2016. Now, it's like watching things happen. There's other things that happen that change what the forecasts are. One of them is demand. One of them is interest. One of them is other economical issues that come up along. But they forecasted New Jersey to be 4% last year. New Jersey was 1.7. And that's the whole state, all prices. I argue that if you're above 500,000 in Hunterdon County, you saw none of that 1.7%. As a matter of fact, you may have given it up a little bit. But it's a rosy outlook, 4.5%. They're saying the country will be up 4.7 once again. Let's take a look at the sales side. What are the average days on the market? They call it DOM. If you ever look at a real estate listing, you see DOM is listed prominently because that says how long has it taken to sell these houses? New Jersey is taking somewhere between 61 and 75 on the average. If we look at Hunterdon County, it's 90 days. It's taking 90 days to sell a house in Hunterdon County. It's taking 109 days. It's taking 109 days in Hunterdon County, 92 days in Hunterdon. Let's just start this one all over again. 92 days in Hunterdon County, 91 days in Somerset County. They're both about equal. So an average of 3 months to sell your house. What does that mean to you? That means if you've got a house under 400,000, you're probably going to sell it in half that time. If you've got a house over 600,000, you're probably going to sell it in maybe equivalent of 2 to 3 times at that time. It take you 6 to 9 months to sell your house. And that's if you get the price right. Average for the whole country is 52 days on market. Existing home sales, they're increasing. I'm looking at a graph that's going up like a bigger mountain in front of another bigger mountain. It's just building up and up and up ever since January of 2012. With the exception of a little bit of 2014, we had some drops. Where are they expanding? U.S. Existing home sales year over year by region are up about 0.7%. In the South, it's 0.4. In the West, they've lost 1.6. In the Midwest, they're up 2.4. In the Northeast, which is where we're at, it's the highest of the nation, 2.7%. Every month for the last 30-plus months, you can look at my newsletter at jpeters.com for Hunterdon or Somerset County. They've got the same statistics. We've had New Jersey had increased sales. It's good news because New Jersey doesn't have a lot of other increases to talk about. Our unemployment rate trails the nation. Our ability to create new jobs is pitiful. And we created 20% of the jobs we created the year before. In 2016, we created 20% of the jobs we created in 2015. Yet consumer confidence is up. You don't have to worry about it. People are still out buying houses. All you have to worry about is getting your house priced right and getting it on the market. New home sales. It's almost a non-issue here in Hunterdon and Somerset County. Hunterdon County has, with the exception of one Toll Brothers development I can think of, two. There's one on 22, which is a 55-plus, and there's one on 12, which is a really high-end 700,000 and above development. I can't think of another new development going up. We don't have new homes. We have a few builders. I know one of them, he builds six houses a year on the average. He builds probably in the above $750,000 bracket. But home sales are still going up. So we're not adding any new homes to the equation. What has to happen? If we don't have enough houses to sell, the houses in the area that is very popular are going to get increased values. And that's where I'm saying we have two markets, the under 400. Under 400, increasing values. Over 400, diminishing increase. And if you get over 500, it's probably no increase. And over 600, you may be taking a little bit of hit over the prior year. So, the Joe Peters theory of life of selling your house. Your value is based on the number of months' supply for your price point in your town. If you're in Clinton Township, Reddington, Raritan Township, you probably have no problem selling your house. I have at least three people looking in Clinton Township in the 550 to 650 range. They'd even stretch to 7 for the right house. They're sitting there waiting for the houses to come on. You say the same thing about far west Alexandria or Holland or the Amwells. You probably have very little market whatsoever because the sweet spot is Reddington, Raritan, Clinton Township. And if you look at the same situation over in Somerset County, it's the counties, the townships that abut Reddington. Bridgewater, Branchburg, Franklin, just above New Brunswick, Hillsboro, and then over into Warren Township. So, where do we go from here? Existing home prices, and these are the forecasts. It looks like we should have a good year, once again, based on your price and based on your locality. It looks like we're going to have most of the increase in the under 500 in our two counties. And it looks like we're going to have increased pressure in Hunterdon County of above 700,000, really above 600,000. And then we're in Somerset County, we're going to see the same thing above 800,000, only because they're getting 20% more. That's the difference. Forecasted year-over-year price changes, New Jersey 4.5%, country 4.7%. So we've got several problems. Rising interest, but good consumer enthusiasm. There's confidence in the market. So they're going to pay the rising interest, and they're going to pay it when they can find the right house. We have diminishing inventory. And as a result, we don't have enough houses to sell in many of our popular price points. If you're thinking about selling, we should be talking. We should be talking already because the people that are serious are already signed up and we're already getting signs ready to put on their lawn. They beat you to it. If you're thinking about getting started, we should be talking. It's not too late. There is an opportunity to get your house sold before all hell breaks loose in April 1st when most listings come on the market. But we're going to see, unless something changes in the next 6 weeks, a very, very brisk spring season, and we're starved for inventory right now. So I'm going to say it for one last time. If you're thinking about selling, we should be talking. My name is Joe Peters. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. I handle my business on an informative basis. My customers, and you can see my Zillow ratings on Zillow. Just look me up on Zillow or go to my site, jpeters.com, and some of my references are out there. My customers, both from the buy and sell side, have said, guy's a pleasure to work with. He knows what he's talking about. He made our dream come true. And as a result of seeing that come over and over out of my references, that is my tagline. I help you to achieve your goals and dreams across both Hunterdon and Somerset County and the associated areas. And I do it through residential real estate. And I would love to help you make your goals and dreams come true as well. I'm going to play my commercial one more time. And we're going to go into some pre-recorded commercials for some of our sponsors, and I'll be back next week. And we're going to do a 55-plus show next week, and Susan Carson Dempster is going to be on from Country Arc Care Center. And we're going to talk about one of our local care centers and some of the options that are available to you. I do 1 week real estate. It's called Real Estate Matters. We're just concluding that. And then I do 1 week on 55-plus. I am firmly a 55-pluser. And I like to help people who are either just coming up to where I was or ahead of me understand some of the options available to them. Once again, it's Joe Peters. Thank you for tuning in. And we're going to go to some paid commercials. And Greg will be on with the music show a little after 5.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness?
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Mike Flynn had decided it was best to resign. He knew he'd become a lightning rod, and he made that decision.
White House advisor Kellyanne Conway appearing on the Today Show speaking of the resignation of Michael Flynn as national security advisor. White House spokesman Sean Spicer revealed more information during a press conference.
The evolving and eroding level of trust as a result of this situation and a series of other questionable instances is what led the president to ask for General Flynn's resignation.
Meanwhile, President Trump met with teachers and educators and talked about the importance of safe, quality schools in America's inner cities.
I want every child to have a safe community, and we're going to do that very much. We're going to be helping you a lot. A great school, and someday to get a really well-paying job.
Officials near Oroville, California say they don't know when 190,000 people can return to their homes because of a damaged dam. USA Radio News.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.